I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, April 13. Coming up, crime trending down in St. Catherine North Police Division, government not seeking to re-engage International Monetary Fund, and permanent traffic changes coming for Barbican area. The news in detail after the break.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now. Enter
now. Now the news. Deputy Commissioner of Police Clifford Blake is reporting a reduction in crime in the St. Catherine North Division since the declaration of the state of public emergency in the area. DCP Blake says since the implementation of enhanced security measures, there has been a reduction in serious and violent crimes, and only two domestic-related murders have been recorded.
The declaration of the state of public emergency in the St. Catherine North Division has saved many lives and has created an opportunity for us all to build peace.
DCP Blake was speaking at a meeting of stakeholders in the St. Catherine North Division on Thursday at the Church of God of Prophecy Convention Center in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. The meeting, organized by the Joint Security Forces, engaged the business community, community leaders, political representatives, churches, and other community groups on efforts to create workable solutions to prevent crime and maintain peace in the St. Catherine North Police Division. In the meantime, a working group comprising persons from various stakeholder groups in the St. Catherine North Division has been established to assist with efforts to reduce crime and foster peace in the area. The group includes members of the business community, political directorate, churches, and community groups. Senior Superintendent of Police and head of the working group, Bo Rigaby, says he's optimistic that the collective resources of the group will yield sustainable solutions for crime reduction in the area.
The concept that I would want them to embrace is the one that we look calculatedly at the nuances that affect the division, and during the SOAP, whatever measures they think that can for change, or want us to look also at the various agencies that can come in and give alternatives.
SSP Rigaby was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. He adds that extortion and gang violence are among the immediate issues to be addressed by the working group. Finance and the Public Service Minister Dr. Nigel Clark says Jamaica must maintain discipline in the management of its economic affairs to ensure there's no need to return to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, once the current program relationship ends. The government's precautionary standby agreement with the International Financial Institution is scheduled to conclude in approximately 18 months.
It has to be our ambition, however, that when we conclude with the IMF, this time, at the end of the precautionary standby arrangement, we avoid reversal and instead manage our affairs in a disciplined and thoughtful way so that our exit from a program relationship with the IMF is sustained over time.
Dr. Clark was addressing the opening ceremony for the Planning Institute of Jamaica PIOJ Inter-American Development Bank IDB Labor Market Forum on Wednesday. He says maintaining fiscal discipline is key if Jamaica is to continue reaping the rewards of the fiscal, monetary, and structural reforms implemented over the past few years. And permanent traffic changes are to be implemented in the Barbican area as part of major roadworks being carried out by the National Works Agency. Senior Communications Officer at the NWA, Ramona Lawson, says the changes will take effect by 10 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, April 14, and will incorporate Barbican Square along East King's House Road and Barbican Road.
Now, motorists who are traveling along East King's House Road wanting to get into Barbican Square or further east to Jack's Hill, they no longer have to make that loop at Lushushan and come back around at Barbican. They go straight up to the intersection and make the right turn. If they want to go to Russell Heights or further west, they go straight up to the intersection at Barbican Center and make the left turn.
Motorists traveling from Russell Heights heading to Ligony or Jack's Hill and further will be able to travel straight through instead of turning right at East King's House Road at Barbican Square. The left turn onto East King's House Road from Barbican Road will still be permissible, as well as the right turn from Barbican Road onto East King's House Road. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.